Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Carter, soft ground ball. Mayo can't get to it. Seeger's waved around third by Tony Beasley. Laureano's throw! Not caught by Sanchez. And Carter's going to take second on the ball that gets away.
Against the right-handers.
Haggerty was on the run. The ball got through Sanchez's leg. So an easy steal to move the tying run to second.
Well, we told you they run a little bit. And
there he goes for third. Soto never checked him again. Tying run is at third.
Boy, this drives you crazy, doesn't it? Boy, Sanchez. You know, it's funny. I've heard so many different things about his pop time, good arm. But again, the little nuances catchers need to do. Maybe a little lacking.
Oh, well, that was fun. Kevin Brown and Jim Palmer on the call en masse. And Orioles lose 6-5 in 10 innings. And I think this one will go down, even though there were others that made mistakes earlier. But this was kind of the Gary Sanchez game.
Another Mike Elias game. Yeah. Put some respect on the man's name.
Now,
give the fraud his due.
Now, Sanchez did hit a 3-run homer in the 7th to cut it to 1.
Wasn't enough.
But he couldn't block balls. He couldn't make tags.
Shameful.
He couldn't throw out runners. It
would come to a shock to nobody who knows baseball, scouts baseball, evaluates baseball, and doesn't just get seduced by 3-run homers and launch angle, who actually knows baseball.
You want to build up the angle?
No.
No emotion.
Shot out of a cannon.
No emotion.
This was ugly. It was embarrassing. I said to someone, like, is Gary Sanchez the worst defensive catcher in baseball? I'm not sure, but I'm not going to argue if you told me he was. Like, there was nothing redeeming. He made some weird, nice stop on one throw. I think it was a breaking ball in the dirt. That was the only positive he made. The throw to the plate that Jackson Holliday made was a beautiful throw. It took him half an hour to put the tag
ridiculous.
Down. Like, that's an easy...
No urgency. No, like, he's asleep back there.
So, yeah, the Orioles lose 6-5 in 10 innings.
Nobody was on to the fact that Adley Rutschman was in massive regression before us. Nobody was on to the fact that Adley doesn't hit when he catches before us. Nobody was chronicling how much Adley's got a DH to even get his bat going before us. And knowing all that, they waited till the market had dried up and they got this guy, who I told you is a bad DH, with zero redeeming qualities behind the plate, except, yeah, he's got a big arm. He has no idea where it's going. And that's their solution to something that we said was a big problem. They went out and got two position players on the open market. Neither one's a baseball player. Both are a rent-a-bat, wannabe, fake DH. That's what they did. That was their answer. And they told you, and the billionaire stood there in Davos, Switzerland, and said, it's a great team, and oh, by the way, we need a salary cap. Like, I'm just sick of it. My BS meter was on to them before they even did this. It's a joke. They are playing you for fools. This is not about baseball. They're not baseball players. This is a low IQ Frankenstein baseball team. The shortstop cost them 2 runs. He's a third baseman. We can propagate the myths all you want. We keep it real here. They are frauds and clowns, and they should be fired yesterday.
To his point, Gunnar makes a bad throw to the plate that costs him a run. Lurianno makes a bad throw to the plate, costs him a run.
And Sanchez doesn't catch that
Sanchez
ball.
Sanchez still has to make that play.
But a good throw, base. You get the runner. Then yeah. Sanchez doesn't
Dude,
block
he
it.
He just dropped the ball at Yankee Stadium.
I know.
Now, I know people have been hurt, but like, I dared him to keep running O'Neill out there. They did it. And how'd that work out for him? I dare you to play this guy even 3 days a week back there. You want to make your unwatchable team, like you want to make people truly hate him? Like, I hope he keeps doing it because I hope it gets him fired because he needs to be fired because there's no way in hell he can handle the magnitude of the fire that he created. He can't put it out. He throws gasoline on it.
What? The other thing, guys, outside of the inept blocking and throwing ability, you look at him just calling games and compare,
nobody wants to throw to him.
Compare his ERA to the rest of the guys. Pitchers throwing to Gary Sanchez this year, 5.30 ERA, worst out of the bunch. Strikeout to walk ratio, worst out of the bunch. Batting average, on base, slugging, OPS, obviously, all worst out of the bunch. When you compare it to Adley, Maverick Hanley, and I know Trump is only caught a couple games.
By the way, why isn't Trump in the game in the 10th inning? Like to catch when you got a ghost.
Good question.
Like why don't you go defense there to have him there as an actual?
How do you sign a backup catcher who can't catch when your starting catcher can't hit when he catches? Well, we called it out in real time. I called it out for the BS it was in real time. Like none of it makes any sense. Whatsoever, all the chickens come home to roost. Like, they're so caught up in certain things and wanting to be right by building their team a certain way that they're willing to sacrifice fundamentals. You know, 50 years of what the Oriole way was, basic tenets of baseball. Like, nobody fields their position consistently on a nightly basis. Very few people on this team can even play their position with any consistency at a league average level.
The Razor can do it.
But you don't want to play it every night.
No, you don't. But he can pick it at third base. He can pick it.
And get it over the fence.
Yeah. Like, yeah, every once in a while.
I mean, and they sold this to you as not just a playoff team, but the year that they're going to go take off. And they sold it because O'Neill and Sanchez were all they wanted. I mean, how many home runs is Gary Sanchez going to have to hit to offset the fact that they're playing baseball without a catcher? Like, you would have thought living through young Severino was hard enough for them because it drove me crazy. And my boy Cakes was having flashbacks to him last night, I guarantee you. You went and got old Severino. Like, in a year where you didn't really try to keep your ace, you knew he was going to Arizona, you added a bunch of middling pitchers who need help from the catching position, and you decided to say, F the catching position, we're going to get a DH who can hit home runs against lefties, otherwise he's not even a productive hitter. Oh yeah, he can't catch at all, but that's Adley's backup.
But it's the defense as a whole, and that fourth inning was totally bad news bears. And Charlie Morton, he ended up throwing
got hung out to dry
41 pitches that inning, and he was giving up.
And he's 41 years old, and it's 141 outside.
Yeah. And soft contact that inning as well. It wasn't hard hit balls.
He went back out there for the fifth. Throwing 40 pitches in an inning, he went back out for the fifth.
And there's people out there who would still try to tell you, including some idiots in the media, that this team is not the biggest, shouldn't be the biggest seller. Not only should they not be the biggest seller in the world, but maybe they shouldn't sell. Stop it. Stop. This team couldn't even be good over 60 games. You think they're going to be good over 162? Get out of here.
Orioles are 34-45. They are 11 games back in the AL East in last place. And as we currently sit, 7.5 back of the third wild card. Game 3 of the 3-game series tonight at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, 6:30. First pitch. Brandon Young on the bump for the, at least he's going to be the main pitcher. They might go opener. We'll see when Manzolino talks, but they've activated Brandon Young. He will be pitching tonight. 5:30 BBT is Bordy and Bob Haney. Bordy and the Bobster. 5:30 live from Pickles. Big Wednesday show. Lot going on. We, as I said, we're done at 5:30. Tim Murray's best from VSiN at 3:30. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. He helped break that story of NFL collusion with Pablo Torre. We'll get his thoughts at 4:30, and we'll talk with cut from the same cloth Ryan Ripken at 5.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Lamar is one of the people who is a central figure in this collusion situation because he was in the midst of contract negotiations on what should have been a slam dunk, you know, biggest contract in the history of the NFL that ended up having to demand a trade to finally get what he wanted. Oh, yeah. And they put a non-exclusive tag on him, which in real time we thought was quite odd. Like, why would you do that? Well, maybe if you knew nobody, no other billionaire was going to sign him, then yeah, let's just really rub it in the kid's nose, and we're gonna make it act like he's a free agent because wink, wink, Sashi and the boys know he's not really a free agent, or at that point, I guess not Sashi, just EDC, and so yeah, we can have our cake and eat it too.
By the way, not only do they know nobody's going to sign, nobody's going to reach out.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to, why put the exclusive tag on when nobody's going to reach out?
You let him learn the hard way when nobody even calls him, and then everybody be happy because we'll get him even more at our price.
Coming up next, let's get to the offense. And the good news is they hit back-to-back-to-back homers in the seventh. The bad news is, other than that inning, the bats were atrocious last night. How bad, we'll tell you next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
X here on the Fan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was a big inning off a guy that's been throwing the ball really well. I do think that we swung the bat a little bit better than, you know, probably what the scoreboard indicated earlier in the game. There's some hard hit balls, especially by our left-handed hitters. I thought we got ourselves into trouble a little bit with our right-handed hitters kind of chasing out of the zone. You know, if you kind of go back and look at the game, we probably should have had 4 or 5 walks from our right-handed guys. Credit to the starting pitcher. It's a good fastball, the changeup, not a whole lot middle, you know, but I think if we keep them on the plate better, it's a little better night for us.
That's Tony Manziolino talking about the bats last night. Now, in the seventh inning, the Orioles ended up scoring 5 runs, 4 hits. They hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. Would you care
to guess? That's the good news,
yeah,
Bob.
Would you care to guess how many hits they had the rest of the game?
Well, I know, so I'm going to sit
Bone,
this one out.
Do you know this Bone. One? Ben,
Zero.
Do you know this one? Can you guess
Zero.
How many hits the Orioles had
if you, Bone's onto something,
if you
Ben.
Subtract the seventh inning?
I would tail Bone on this one, Ben.
I'm going to guess here because he went into that inning with a no-hitter.
Yes. Jacob Latz, by the way, legacy game.
How about that?
Guy that none
That's
of us had ever heard of.
You pooped all over. Yeah, you did. Oh, you could not. You couldn't get as
exist.
Many shots in on this kid well, as humanly possible.
I literally said I never heard of the guy. But
you said it like coming out every break.
But it's on brand for the Orioles to get no hit by the kid. He went six innings, gave up just one hit, two
runs. It's going to turn into a promo.
Three walks.
You saying, I don't know, anybody ever heard of Jacob Latz? Yeah. We're going to hear it more times tomorrow than you said it today, because that's how these promos work.
I'll bet you. The Orioles know who Jacob Latz is now, because they could not hit Jacob Latz, and you can talk about hard hit balls all you want, but the Orioles played 10 innings. They got four hits in one of them. They got no hits in the rest of them. Kind of reminiscent of what they did in Tampa when they scored eight runs in that one inning and then got no hit after that.
Or kind of like reminiscent of Saturday. The other day in the Bronx when Clark Schmidt could have no hit him.
Yes. Or they got the two runs in the first inning and then couldn't do a damn thing after that. This is who the Baltimore Orioles offense is. Charlie Morton, who was terrible early and probably hung his defense out to dry a few times, got hung out to dry by his defense last night. Mm-hmm. He deserved a better fate, but this was about the bats and they stunk.
And let's just, you know, if you're scoring at home, the Orioles on the season now have a have a 593 OPS against left-handed pitching. That's worse than the
They were killing
majors.
It lately,
yeah,
Ben.
No. Jason. Well, look, they are now their slug is 306. So, 302. Nope, sorry, that's still worse than baseball. Pittsburgh second at 329. On base against lefties, all the way up to 291. That guy's is only eighth worst in baseball, so that's progress. And then in the category that matters the most to the groom to be, last but certainly not least,
batting average, baby.
Batting average against lefties, 218. That's only sixth worst in the majors. So they got that going for
218 stinks,
which is nice.
You just name the games in the past week where it's three of them. You have last night where you're no hit through six. You were no hit through seven on Saturday. And then, Ken, you mentioned the game in Tampa last week where you don't get another hit after the 8-0 lead. That's who the 2025 Orioles are. Just the complete inconsistencies of this offense. Matt Weirich, friend of the show, he tweeted this out yesterday. Orioles recorded four hits or fewer for the 17th time this season. The only team with more are the Rangers with 19. It's who they are.
And they kept that bat of Gary Sanchez's in late instead of going with a real catcher.
And guys,
that's fun.
How many three-run home runs do they think he had in him last night? Because he was sure as hell going to give away five or six runs.
And it's also two of their past three games, they had a lead going into the eighth inning,
correct,
and they lost in those games.
Yeah. They're an unserious organization to me. They built an unserious baseball team with a low IQ. With not nearly enough everyday veterans, proven veterans who are premium players at a set defensive position. I mean, they have none of those.
No.
There's not one proven everyday veteran who's above average at his position.
Defensively?
Yeah.
Maybe Sed.
And Sed's been scuffling
lately. Sed's been here forever. I'm talking about like anybody they brought in. I'm talking about as a franchise, these guys have been here 7 years. They have not brought anyone in from the outside.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? They've been here since 2019.
Yeah.
They've brought in no one who could play defense at all, ever. And they've developed no one who really, like, if you want to say Kowser's got range, yes.
Got a strong arm.
He doesn't know where it's going. I'm talking about pure baseball players. Baseball players who know the base to throw to and how to do it accurately and when to take something off it. He throws a 5,000-mile-an-hour javelin throw, no matter if he's 10 yards from third base or if he's 500, yards from, like, it's just, it doesn't pass the eye test. I would love to, if anybody's out there, if you're from a major league organization, right, and you're here to scout the Orioles before the trade deadline, you can email me, locka414@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'd love to see what your advanced scouting reports look like and the crap that you must have. I promise you anonymity. I've been a journalist since I'm 19 years old. I would love to see what these other organizations are writing about this dog crap that we have to watch every night. I'd love to see their write-ups of them collectively and individually. I guarantee you it's laughable.
By the way, you can send it to his burner email, jasonhasnoemotion at hotmail.com.
Oh, Hotmail.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or you can send it to Jamber5545.
Jamber5545. Yeah. Though that was a great time to be alive.
Jerry's still got an AOL.
I would love to see the internal scouting reports on these guys. I mean, what they say about them trying to take leads, what they say about them trying to steal bases, what they say about them hitting cutoff guys. Like, it's just a joke. And he killed the Oriole way, and he killed everything that this organization. And look, I know they fell into disrepair, but you can't gut an organization to the core like they did. Go through the equivalent of like three 110 loss seasons. And I know things were different the COVID year.
Yeah.
Like, all that bad ball with all these dudes who never stuck, not just here, but didn't stick anywhere, right? And make us endure that and then sell us on liftoff, and this is what we're watching every night?
It's year
seven.
It's
a joke. It's a joke. It's a Ponzi scheme.
No, it's year seven of this regime. It's unacceptable for them to be in this stage and really wondering what the window is after this point, or what how they dig themselves out of this to get back into relevancy in 2026.
What makes you think they can turn anybody into a league average fielder at any position? Because their glory boy 1-1 sucks. Like, he's a sucky defensive catcher.
Maybe they're due.
And he was supposed to be can't miss. He was supposed to be ready to catch at the major leagues the year they had him at double A. So how do you think they're going to ever get it right? Because there's more to baseball than launch angles and whatever you think your hitting incubator does. It doesn't get people on base. Like, how is the billionaire buying this?
Orioles,
why are they still here?
Orioles lose 6-5 in 10 innings. They're back in action again tonight. Game three of the three-game series. Brandon Young will be pitching at some point. We'll hear from manager Tony Manzalina a little later whether or not there'll be an opener or not in this one. But Brandon Young has been activated. He will pitch tonight, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 5:30. That's Bobster and Bordy live from Pickles. But coming up next, and we're going to talk to Mike Florio later in the show from Pro Football Talk. He broke this story with Pablo Torre. NFL colluding. Lamar Jackson gets screwed. Necessary roughness. Next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Next here on The Fan. The story seemed to have everything. Entertainment. J.C. Treader calling Russell Wilson a wuss. Lamar Jackson saying the microphone on his phone wouldn't work. But alas, the main thing that it had was it seemed obvious that the NFL colluded to not pay quarterbacks in the post-Deshaun Watson world. Where do we go from what happens? Is this
nothing happens.
Yeah, and I do wonder, like, fans, how big a deal do fans see this situation? And we're gonna ask people in about 15 minutes, 410-583-1057, is your reaction to this whole situation?
Well, I mean, I think there's kind of like some whataboutism going on here. Like, I can remember us talking about it in real time quite a bit and pointing out how it wasn't passing my smell test and the reporting I was doing and the things that these owners were saying. This is one of the best players on the planet available, and everyone's crawling out of the woodwork to say that we're not interested in him and giving all kinds of crazy reasons why they're not interested in him, when the easiest thing to say publicly or privately is, hey, we're going to explore all our options. Like, he wasn't even getting... We're going to keep an open mind and explore all options at the quarterback position between now and the draft. Like, he was getting people preemptive strikes about already laying the case for why they didn't need him. And in real time, I'm saying collusion, 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 collusion. And I didn't hear a whole lot of other people saying it, or I don't recall many in the mainstream media propagating that. They were buying the BS that these teams were selling. We would bring them on from all the different teams that needed quarterbacks, and media people I respect.
Yeah, we had the guy from Atlanta. Was like,
Jeff Schultz, who's been a columnist down there forever and was nobody's fool, are just sort of willingly spewing the pablum that their billionaires and their multimillionaire team presidents were spewing to them. And it really, to me, distills down to, remember the reaction by most people when they decided not to put the exclusive tag on him, mm-hmm. which was, well, who cares about the couple of extra $1 million? Why would you ever risk letting him hit the market? Far lesser free agents, potential free agents on the franchise tag all the time at less crucial positions will get the exclusive tag. That was put in for a reason, to restrict trade. Why would they not do that unless they knew that this is about breaking this kid and trying to break the union? It's not about us having to fear losing our best player and maybe the best player in franchise history. And I say that as someone who, Ed Reed's my favorite player of all time. But why would you risk that if you didn't already know that these guys are stuck in? No one's going to give him a fully guaranteed contract. They want him to have to grovel and go back to the Ravens so that it can suppress salaries for all of us. Like, just common sense. Econ 101, right? We would go back all the time, cost-benefit analysis. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that they, the Ravens, would put out there is, well, we want him to see what his market is so that, you know, that can help edify him since he doesn't have an agent. Well, that's really easy to do if you've already had a management council meeting with one member from each club, which is high-ranking members, team presidents, right, and owners are the only people allowed in the room when they do this stuff, and they basically all agreed that, yeah, this kid's going to suffer for the sins of the Browns paying Watson what they paid him. That's why you'd be willing to do it.
Well, that's the sole reason why they were willing to do it, and no team reaching out, but... I still, even with all of this, even with the management council advising, like, to not have one team, one owner go rogue because of the talent of the player.
No, because Haslam went rogue. That's why.
No, I know, but I'm saying an additional one. Like, Haslam was the guy to go rogue, but when you're talking about a player of Lamar Jackson's caliber, like, that's the one you bend for. And Atlanta and Arthur Blank is always the team that sticks out the most for me, because they had the second most cap space in all of football that year. Michael Vick was just there 15 years ago.
Yeah.
He would have dominated that city. He would have been an icon. Well,
they drafted all these
city.
Receivers who weren't getting the ball. They had no face of the franchise. Like, yes. People aren't running around buying Kyle Pitts jerseys if Kyle Pitts never sees the football. Like, I mean, think about baseball. Could you imagine if Juan Soto never got never got an offer and had to go back with his tail between his legs to the Yankees. Could you imagine that? Like, that's impossible. But
well, they have collusion in baseball once.
Yes, but I'm saying,
it actually
I know,
proven.
But like, that, this isn't about winning. This isn't about the best of the and the brightest. This isn't about giving our fans the best product possible. This is about free trade restriction. This is about suppression of salary. This is about precedent. Think about that. Like, this is better than Juan Soto because all Juan Soto does is hit the ball. He's terrible in right field. He doesn't play a premium position. But 25 years old, right? Imagine if Juan Soto sat on the market for 3 weeks and no one called Scott Boras to find out how much it would cost to sign him. Because that happened in the NFL, only it's better than Juan Soto.
But it also happened in baseball years ago, and that's why they had
yes, to open
it up.
Yes, in the 80s. I'm not talking about that, though. Like, and this is not baseball. This is the NFL where they don't opt out of TV deals because they're screwed and all their local RSLs are crumbling. They opt out of TV deals because they're doing so much better than they even thought that they were going to be doing that we want to open it back up.
Yeah, like add another game.
They have a commissioner who openly states we want to go $25 billion in revenue. That's where they are. Yet no one had time to make a phone call to Lamar Jackson to give him $50 million a year to be their quarterback. I think it's a huge story. I think it's, again, it's not surprising because if you listen to this day, I was telling you what's going on in real time. But to be brazen enough, not just to collude, but to have, they didn't even think for the sake of appearances, let's draw straws and have some idiot.
Yeah,
like, let's just make, hey, Ross, you got caught on a yacht with Tom Brady, right? You got caught, how about taking one for the team and at least set up a meeting? Could you blow a week? Could you blow 6 hours on Lamar? You're already down there, right? Could you at least wine him, dine him, and then say you didn't like the kid and put that out through the media? They didn't even think they needed to do that.
No.
Like the sheer audacity of this. Again, how big of a story would it have been in today's age with social media and with what's going on in baseball if, like, Juan Soto's out there and the Dodgers never called and the Cubs never called and the Mets never called, so and he went back to the Yankees.
So then let me answer your question with a question. Why isn't this a bigger story then?
People don't have an attention span. It's not immediate.
Is it because
it's not,
two years
I guess to them it's
passed?
Not sexy. I don't know. I don't know. But again, I was coming on the show telling you he wants a fully guaranteed deal. Yeah. I was telling you he's turning down stuff and he's turning it down quickly. And like there is a philosophical chasm between these sides and this is not going to get done quickly. And the kid had to he was pretty much a kid then, had to go public with a trade demand to even get this thing spun around to a point where he could start to get the kind of offers remotely close to what it was going to take to get it done.
But then again, that part of it's amusing too, because then according to the text messages, Eric says, well, who would you like to be traded to? And he never responded.
But it's also not his job.
But he's the agent. So like
it's not the agent's job.
Well, if he wants to be traded, he's trying to help him out. Who would you like to be traded to? You can answer the question.
Or you could tell him to go to hell.
He could. He didn't do that either.
Well, I would say this is kind of that. Or he could have said, well, why don't you ask the billionaire who said I'm not worth his money? Why don't you ask him where
He could have said that.
I mean, I'm not going to infer too much into that. Like, Lamar Jackson's like,
he said his microphone didn't work.
He wanted to get paid. His tactics ultimately got him paid. But it happened in such a backwards, awkward, like nothing makes common sense about this whole episode. Like none of it adds up. It only adds up to what, again, now the special master, because he's never going to put in writing, hell yeah, these guys colluded, especially when the NFLPA isn't really fighting for it anymore. But like he's saying they set the stage for collusion, but I can't prove that they acted on it. The fact that this team didn't think they needed to put a restricted, any they didn't restrict his trade tells you they knew.
I still don't understand, even with the J.C. Treader, Russell Wilson of it all, I still don't understand why the NFLPA is not just blasting this out and just railroading.
I don't think
the
guy in charge there now has any clue of what exactly is going on. I don't, and they've lost key personnel in huge and really important departments like the CBA, like salary cap, like overseeing agents, like – I mean, there's so much institutional knowledge that's left that building and taken buyouts because they don't buy the vision of this guy. So it's an abyss right now, and the NFL is taking advantage of it. And you're right. That's part of the reason it's not that big of a deal is these yes. are supposed to be the cops and robbers, and they're not. They're aligned way more than you'd think. I mean, so, yeah, who's pushing it? Some people in the media?
We're going to talk to Mike Florio about this at 4:30 as him and Pablo Torre broke this story. But coming up next, we'll hear from the people, 410-583-1057. This story has not been the big deal that it seems like it should have been. You, Ravens fans, 410-583-1057. Is this a big deal to you? Your thoughts? Lamar Jackson, hey, got screwed. The league colluded, cost him some money in his pocket. How do you feel about it? 410-583-1057. Want to hear from the people, 410-583-1057. We just discussed this collusion situation affecting multiple players, including one Lamar Jackson. Should be a big deal. It doesn't seem to be a big deal. Why? What do fans find this to be a big deal? 410-583-1057. Also, we can get into the Orioles and the Gary Sanchez of it all.
Legacy
the disaster.
Game.
The disaster that was him behind the plate last night.
That was the Gary Sanchez legacy box.
Like, yeah, literally. Like, should he be behind? How can you put him behind the plate? Anything more than once a week,
all I would say is I'm old enough to remember Paul Bunyan roaming right field and me daring him. And why don't you try him in left sometimes? And sure as hell they did. So
how could they continue to? How could they keep Adley second?
How could they keep putting Heston Kerstad out there?
Yeah, this one
now at least
worse
he's young
that.
And had upside. Oh no, this was
peak.
Hey. This was telegraphed. I mean, if you thought you were getting anything other than this, guess what? That's why you shouldn't scout off algorithms. Why don't you use human beings with eyes? Stop your AI. Stop your AI front office.
It's working
over there.
For the Red Sox.
Huh?
Is it? Yeah, sarcasm.
Yeah.
This seems to be a bit of a epidemic in baseball with these new front offices that don't seem to give a damn about human beings.
Well, I mean, I don't know. This to me is really not about that. Like,
well, that's going with algorithms instead of.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like this guy didn't have a reputation for people wanting to throw to him. He's never seemed to be particularly interested in cleaning himself up defensively. He relies on a plus arm to bail him out occasionally, throwing guys out at second base. But he's never been someone who people say, wow, he's a really cerebral caller of the game. Like, it's just not, it's none of that. And I found it odd because that's all the stuff that they talked up with McCann. What? And so to go to a lesser staff and to be telling people, we think Grayson's going to be our ace. Don't worry about Burns leaving. And oh, by the way, sometimes he's going to have to throw to Sanchez. Like they take people for fools. They take you for fools in the media. They take you for fools as their sponsors. They take you for fools as their ticket buyers. They take you for fools.
We know James McCann's limitations at this point of his career, but you might as well have just ran it back with James McCann.
Who caught game one of the playoffs? Remind me. You think Gary Sanchez? Well, they ain't going to the playoffs with Gary Sanchez. Yeah. But I mean, come on. Could you fathom that? I don't care if he hit 30 home runs. He's not catching a playoff game.
James McCann.
Let alone the first one when you might only play two.
James McCann's Johnny Bench compared to Gary Sanchez behind the plate. That simple. Like Gary Sanchez, he's all he really offers you at this point is a strong but inaccurate arm. He can't block.
He's unathletic. He can't tag. He can't catch. Yeah, he's a catcher who literally cannot catch the ball.
Like one of the things you see from major league catchers is the quick tag. That throw from Jackson Holliday in the 10th inning was a perfect throw.
It's a joke.
A real catcher tags him out. It took him a half hour.
Also positions himself better.
But, I mean that play in particular.
It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
That play is an easy play for a professional catcher. You get the sweep tag, you tag him out easily. It seemed like you watch that play in slow motion, yeah. How long that takes that hand to get to tag him.
And even the Laureano play, which wasn't a great throw by any means, but catch the ball and you don't have the runner advance from first to second. You're not giving out a free base.
Then that leads to if Laureano makes a good throw, not that we know that Sanchez is going to catch it, but a good throw throws the runner out, like just like a good throw from Gunnar Henderson throws the runner out. So they were a disaster. Yeah, I mean, he did catch that one.
But I mean, it poses some complications for them because obviously you're down two catchers right now.
Give me Trump.
I understand you went and got Stallings, but I mean, you don't really want to live in a world where you've got to carry three catchers. One of them isn't a catcher who occasionally hits and the other two never hit. Like, that's just a really weird way to go about this. Where if they had done the right thing from the giddy up, which is go get, like, do what I want him to do, like go get Danny Jansen, or go if he wants too much money, because God, everything's too much for them, or maybe he wanted a multi-year deal, a real multi-year deal, or whatever, he just wanted to play more than you thought he could play here. Like, Darnold, there's plenty of guys who can just be, frankly, a better catcher than Adley. Like, that should have been the goal. Can we get a better defensive catcher than Adley? I don't care if he hits at all. That's what the profile they should have been looking for. And instead, they went completely in the other direction. And they waited till the very end when there was only a couple guys left standing. And they overpaid a right-handed DH.
We will continue to talk about this as the show goes. Just the disaster that was Gary Sanchez last night. But coming up next, I don't know if you know this, but this is my last show before I get married on Saturday, as I have a bunch of stuff that Margie needs me to do the next couple of days. Six-pack time. Six-pack today. Bone and Jason will be giving their list of the six ways that married Ken will be different than single Ken. That's next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.